The small town of Piner, Kentucky, was one of many badly hit by the devastating tornadoes that ripped through the Midwest and the South. At least 4 people in Piner were killed by the storms. Many residents of the town, though, are trying to return to normal life this morning, and that includes going back to school. Kim Banta is the assistant superintendent of schools for Kenton County, which includes Piner, and she joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to begin by saying we all send our sympathies to you and Piner and the whole area there for what damage people have experienced. And, you know, we see these pictures, whole swaths of homes being, you know, flattened. What about the schools in Piner? Did they escape damage?
They certainly did. Old, wonderful brick buildings did not sustain any damage.
So, in one sense, that's really a piece of good luck for students and probably a little bit for their parents and their families as well. Are they coming back to school this morning in great numbers?
Yes. The decision was that it would be better to get them back and onto a normal schedule, have them someplace safe where there are counselors to speak to them. And, you know, my goodness, if they need something, to be able to go in and say, you know, gosh, I need a toothbrush or whatever.
And so you say there's counselors there, so people really beginning are ready to try and help them out of this disaster.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and the families, even if the schools have remained intact, must be that many of the families have damage and maybe some of it quite severe to their homes.
Yes. I can't tell you how many because we're still researching that. We're trying to get numbers from the principals right now, but many families have had to go into temporary shelters, and we want to be there to help them get their stuff back together.
So even for them, perhaps, have you any sense that even people who've lost their homes are managing to send their kids to school this morning?
You know, we've asked the principals for the numbers, and I think with they're working on that. It's just been a little crazy this morning with snow. It was 70 degrees on Friday, and now we have 2 inches of snow, 3 inches of snow. But they're trying to mark them absent and then put that with the area that was hit, and we don't have those numbers yet.
So how are people doing there overall? You say it's snowing. Can't help. How much damage overall has been done to that area?
There is this strip at the far southern end that just got hit very, very hard. I mean, just on one street, 7 to 8 houses just gone. You know, I was at a cleanup site Saturday, and the house, it just was, the only thing there was the foundation. It was difficult for me to find one of the staff members' homes because all identifying markers were gone. I mean, you were just trying to remember what the road looked like. It's overwhelming. It was the first time I had ever been on site right after a tornado, and it was overwhelming. I can't imagine how these families are coping because just everything's gone.
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us. Kim Banta is the assistant superintendent of schools for Kenton County in Kentucky, an area badly hit by the weekend's tornadoes. Thanks again.
Thank you.